Officials in Saratoga County provided updates Wednesday on a number of efforts related to assisting residents during the pandemic. Saratoga County Public Health Services Commissioner Dr. Daniel Cools says the county is making progress in slowing the spread of COVID-19.
We're averaging now about 44 cases a day in the last week. At our peak on January 6th, it was 276 cases in a single day. And so it's a dramatic decrease.
Hospitalizations are down too, and to date, more than 32,000 county residents have received at least one dose of vaccine. Though the supply of vaccine being provided to the county through the state and federal government is increasing, demand still outstrips supply. On Wednesday, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a number of new locations being planned as vaccination sites, including the Washington Avenue Armory in Albany. Saratoga County is still without one, but Republican Board of Supervisors Chair Todd Kuzniers says the county's pitch to use the Saratoga Springs City Center as a mass vaccination site is being received positively by the governor's office.
The state is specifically looking to secure sites that can do 3,000 plus vaccinations per day with the ability to do that 24/7, and the city center lends itself for that.
In an effort to address confusion surrounding vaccine eligibility and getting an appointment, Saratoga County has launched a new initiative on its website. Saratoga Springs Supervisor Tara Gaston, a Democrat who heads the county board's Health and Human Services Committee, said the online potential vaccine recipient interest list form is available for seniors and others seeking a vaccine.
It's important to note that just because you sign up, that does not mean you are currently eligible to be vaccinated by the county. Anyone who is interested can sign up on this list. It will, however, allow public health to reach, sort, and determine what individuals there may be vaccination available for at any given time.
The officials stressed that the online form is not first come, first serve. Like in neighboring Albany and Schenectady counties, Saratoga County is also taking action to cap third-party food service delivery fees. Kevin Dugan of the New York State Restaurants Association spoke at Wednesday's briefing.
Currently, some restaurants in Saratoga County are seeing fees as high as 35-40% on a single order. In an industry that survives on small profit margins, mainly between 3-5%, that's very, very high.
Clifton Park Town Supervisor Phil Barrett, a Republican, elaborated on the county's action.
So there will be a cap, 15% on the delivery fee, 5% on the listing fee. The new standards will be in effect during the declared emergency and 90 days after the emergency ceases. And compensation rates paid to a delivery person cannot be reduced.
For more information, including a link to Saratoga County's potential vaccine recipient interest list form, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.